Samoa is awaiting final vote counts and some horse trading to see which of the two political parties will govern for the next 5 years. The Human Rights Protection Party, or HRPP, and FAST, the FAST Party, both deadlocked on 25 seats each, with an independent holding the remaining one. FAST is just less than a year old. Its leader, Whaiame Naomi Mataata'afa, told RNZ Pacific's Don Wiseman the way the previous HRPP government rammed through three controversial land bills is a big factor in her party's success.
For a party that was only established last July, I think what we've been able to achieve is quite phenomenal, and I must credit the team and the immense support that we've received not only locally but the Samoan diaspora. I mean, it's quite a phenomenon.
Why are a lot of people turning away from HRPP?
Well, I think with the three bills, I mean, it's demonstrated perhaps that there's now a building lack of trust in the constituency in terms of how well they are protected or how well their interests are being protected, especially with these three bills. You'll understand, of course, that the whole issue of land and titles here in Samoa is very central to Samoans and how they live their lives. I mean, there is a real concern, especially in the last term, with the numbers that the HRPP was able to hold, you know, and the power that arose from that for, you know, the government really to do what it wanted and to perhaps pursue what would be seen as vested interests of particular individuals or particular sectors, as opposed to, you know, the role of government that it looks after the country as a whole.
One of the concerns that the diaspora have is that they don't have a say. So would you be looking at an overseas seat for them?
Oh, yes. I think we've committed to that in our manifesto. And, you know, the remittances that Samoans from overseas send through to us balances our foreign exchange dealings and so forth. So, you know, that's not a small contribution to the economy of Samoa.
All right. If you become Prime Minister, what is going to be your first action?
One of the first things we have to look at is that the re-establishment of the autonomy of the public service. These are the people that carry out the work of government. You know, you can't have a government if you don't have a public service that is functioning as it should. And the public service has been highly politicized. So, you know, we really do need to bring the service back to a situation where they are the professional public servants. That has been, a big problem that we're identifying in order to carry our work forward.
So it may be next week before the final results are available. So it's going to be a tense few days for you.
Well, you know, I don't know what tenseness does for anyone, but, you know, there are things that are out of control. Of your control until that result is confirmed. So the best thing to do is to prepare what you can prepare and leave the process to happen.
And that is Whaiame Naomi Mataata'afa from Samoa's FAST Party speaking to RNZ Pacific's Don Wiseman. That is going to be a very interesting few days in Samoa with the outcome of that election.